You know, I think being unapologetic is, I think that's the only way you can live life. And you have to go after your dreams. You have to, if not now, when? If not now, when are you going to do it? The runway is getting shorter. Stepping into your true power and your true path requires you to really be audacious with your dreams. And we're still growing and we're still learning and we're still changing. Even at 53 and 73 and 80, there's always something to learn. There's always something new to conquer. Don't ever stop pushing yourself. Don't ever stop pushing the boundaries of what you think you're capable of doing, because you're probably capable of a lot more than you think you are.
Welcome to Reinvention Rebels. Stories of brave and unapologetic women, 50 to 90 years young, who have boldly reimagined life on their own terms to find new purpose and possibilities. I'm your host, Wendy Battles. Ready for a dose of inspiration? Let's get to it. Hey, amazing listeners. Welcome to season 2 of the Reinvention Rebels podcast. I am so very excited you are here. If you are a Reinvention Rebels regular, welcome back. And if this is your first time listening to the Reinvention Rebels podcast, I'm so excited you found me. I'm so excited you're listening, and I can't wait for you to soak up the wisdom of the amazing women I have the pleasure and honor of interviewing and being in conversation with. They are nothing short of extraordinary, and I love being able to share their stories of reinvention, reimagining their lives, really tuning into just how badass, fabulous, and fierce they are. And season 2 is a lot more of what you got in season 1. Really interesting, textured, amazing stories of how these women have reinvented themselves, sometimes against really big odds, to find much deeper happiness, self-appreciation, self-love, and many other things. So you're going to be hearing some really amazing women over the course of season 2, in addition to some really fun, interesting, get you motivated and into action solo episodes. So before we get started today, I have a really amazing guest with the best conversation about how she elevates women who are 50 and above through her photography. It is such a good, juicy story, and you will love it. But before we do that, I want to take a minute to share a recent review that someone was so wonderful to take the time to share on Apple Podcasts. It's actually from my friend Millie, who in fact is my 82-year young friend, an amazing Reinvention Rebel who I featured in one of our episodes in season 1. So if you didn't have a chance to listen to it, you really need to. She is nothing short of truly inspiring. So Millie, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to write this 5-star review. And what she said is, yay for rebellious women. Thanks to Wendy Battles for helping the world know about the incredible power of all of us young women, ages 50 through 90. And why not after 92? Honored to be one of your interviewees, delighted to hear from the others, eager to hear more. Keep on making good travel. Thank you, Millie. I love it. And thank you so much for sharing that. You know, my goal is to inspire women between 50 and 90 to find their inner reinvention rebel, to see that there are an infinite number of possibilities for how we can reinvent ourselves at any age and any stage. So if you love this podcast, I'm going to ask you to do me a small favor, which is to take a minute when you're done listening today, pop over to Apple Podcasts and write a short review. I would be so appreciative. And I just want to add that anyone who writes me a review in May is going to be entered to win a really cool Reinvention Rebels giveaway. So I won't tell you all the surprises yet, but something really fun that's coming. All right. So on that note, I'm excited to talk about my guest today. The older I get, the stronger I feel about showing up as my authentic self. The real Wendy, not the Wendy that someone else thinks I should be. I have to be honest, that's been a journey. I know many of you know exactly what I mean. I've reached the age when I'm done showing up for anyone but myself. I want to move through life feeling my best. That's why I'm so excited about my guest today, Kelly Norsha of Kelly Norsha Photography. Kelly knows about authenticity. At 53 years young, she has reinvented herself as a photographer who captures the essence of women over 50. Hello. She lights them, encourages them, helps them tap into their essence, their true self, all while shooting them in a way that makes them shine and brim with confidence. But that's just the start. She's so passionate about women over 50 that she started her 50 over 50 campaign. Last year, she captured 50 women over 50 years old. And once this darn pandemic is over, she's putting together an exhibit to feature, illuminate, and elevate these awesome 50 plus women. A chance to see the beauty of ourselves in others. Kelly Norsha, welcome to the Reinvention Rebels guest chair.
I'm so excited to be here, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me.
It's really kind of funny how we connected, because it was through another Kelly who I don't think you even know that well.
I don't. I don't. And she, I think, saw my work on Facebook and commented, and I think she tagged you. And then you and I connected, and I realized that you do this amazing podcast. And I was like, oh, we have to meet.
I know. It was such serendipity. And it just feels like the stars aligned. And I love that.
Yeah, completely.
Well, you do such interesting work, and we have a whole bunch of stuff to dig into during our conversation. But I want to start with the basics and ask you, how did you get started as a photographer?
So I've had a camera in my hand. I was shooting film back in the day. Probably when I was in high school, I started by taking a class in high school. But I also got my first camera. It was a little Nikon FE2 film camera when I was about 12, because I was always drawn to photographs. And once I got my camera, I remember really being drawn to texture and leading lines. And I loved black and white images. There's something about black and white images that really speak to me. And I didn't do it professionally. As I, you know, I went to school for other things, and just really never really made anything of it, but just enjoyed it as a hobby. And then in 2010, I came across a blog online that this woman was taking these beautiful photographs of landscapes and flowers and, you know, other things. And I remember thinking to myself, these are so beautiful. I would love to dive back in and do it. But I really didn't have a good camera at the time. So I went out to like Best Buy, and I picked up a camera, and I picked up a little, you know, Nikon, and it was a crop sensor, like a D90 Nikon. And it was my first DSLR. And I was really excited to just go out. And I remember dropping my daughter off at sailing down in Stonington Borough. And I walked around the borough, and I photographed anything that was of interest to me. The doors down there are so really interesting. It's along the shoreline. So everybody has these beautiful landscaped gardens. And so I started photographing a lot of flowers, which I've always loved photographing and I still do to this day. But anything that just had texture or of interest just really, it just, my hand was like crooked by the time I came home because I had spent the past 3 hours just gripping my camera and just having fun. And it just awoke in me this passion that I had forgotten that I really had. And that's really kind of how I got my start, and things just started to snowball into different types of photography after that. But yeah, that's how I kind of got started.
Funny sometimes how things happen like that, that sometimes in unexpected ways,
absolutely,
something's right awakened in us. And one of the things I heard you say is that you had this passion, and I feel like that's so key because, you know, we're all busy. We do the regular stuff of life that we have to do. It's not always our biggest passion, just, you know, keeping the house straight and doing the mundane things of life. So yeah. I think there's something special about finding something that really lights us up.
Totally. Absolutely. And, you know, when I photograph, and I know we're going to talk about this later, but, you know, when I photograph women or have, you know, a family in my studio, it does not feel like work to me. It just feels like pure joy. And I think that comes through during our sessions. And so people are able to relax and have a good time. But yeah, it's so important to find something that lights up your heart.
Are you thinking, I'll have some of what she's having? Reinvention Rebels are amazing, as you can hear from our discussion. They've put themselves first, decided their dreams matter, and are taking action. They have unleashed their inner rebel and are living on purpose in midlife. Are you ready to start putting yourself first and embark on your midlife dreams, focused on what you want, not others' ideas of what you should do? Come check out my new audio course, Midlife Reinvention from the Inside Out, 8 Essentials to Greenlight Your Life. I share my roadmap to get you started on your reinvention journey with the key components you need to navigate detours and get on the road to smooth reinvention sailing. Sis, it is time to give yourself the green light to shine in midlife and crush those dreams of yours with joy and purpose. Join today and let's reinvent and get inspired together. Details are in the show notes.
It really is. And yeah, it took me forever to figure out what that was for me. And once I did, which really for me is the podcast, it was like, you know, it was like the
exactly. Yes.
The clouds parted and yeah, not that dramatic, but you know, but it's that great feeling that you're talking about. And I know we both have that same kind of feeling. I'm interested in how you went from taking pictures of all these beautiful things, doors and landscapes and flowers, because mm-hmm. I know you said you did some portraits, but you have moved to capturing women. And yes, I'm really curious about how that unfolded.
Yeah. So around 2012 or so, well, I had started by wanting to maybe try to sell my images like on Etsy. So I opened up an Etsy shop back in like 2011. And it just, you know, that's a whole thing that I just wasn't willing to really dive deep into, you know, to really get it up where it needed to be. I'm not sure if I'm explaining that correctly, but it felt like more work to me than I really wanted it to be. And it was sort of taking some of the joy out of going and taking pictures. So, you know, I've always been a dog lover, and I started thinking, well, what if I became a pet photographer and really wanted to, you know, capture the connection between the owners and their pets. So I would take pictures of the pets, but I would also really watch the interaction between the pet and the owner and try to capture some of that connection. And I did that for a little while, but I didn't open my business officially until 2015. And around 2015, I moved to Clinton, where I have my home studio. And I was really sort of thinking about how do I, you know, do I really want to continue with this? I wasn't really sure at the time. And then I found a photographer who is based in California, Sue Bryce. And I saw Sue Bryce talk through a, I think it was Clickin' Moms, which is this online platform of professional and hobbyist photographers. And she did like a keynote speech in, I think it was 2014 or 2015. And I happened to purchase her her talk. And I heard her speak, and she spoke so much about self-value and really being confident in yourself and knowing your self-worth in any profession. And it just spoke to me so much. And so I looked her up and I looked up her work, and her work is just gorgeous. And it kind of snowballed into this whole thing of I loved her message. I loved her work. And she had an online platform, educational platform that she had just started about maybe a year before. And I saw her, I immediately subscribed to her education platform. And I literally, Wendy, I just became this sponge of just learning, you know, Photoshop and lighting and how to shoot and, you know, camera basics and how to shoot, you know, making sure that I knew my camera inside and out, you know, shooting in manual, the whole thing. And so much more, and posing, you know, just being able to pose women, you know, depending on their body type, you know, is so important to learn all of these aspects. And I, like I said, I just became this sponge and couldn't wait to open my own studio. So I literally approached my, I knew I wanted to work with a hair and makeup artist, because part of the process and part of my shoots is they come in and they, these women get their hair and makeup done. So there's a little makeover that happens along the way.
Oh, that's fun. It Who doesn't like a good so makeover, right?
I know, a good before and after, right?
So it's like a little mini reinvention just by having your photo taken. It sounds like just the experience can almost, it seems like, feel like women reinventing themselves.
It really is. It's really transformative for a lot of women. So I approached my hairdresser at the time, Tracy, and I said, you've been doing my hair for a while. Do you know how to do makeup too? And she's like, yeah. I said, well, we need to talk. So she's like, okay. So we sat down and I showed her, you know, I really outlined what I wanted to build as a business. And in 2016, I opened, and I basically woke up one morning and I said to my husband, we're going to move the dining room table out of the dining room and where I'm going to create a studio in there.
Oh.
And we have the way our house is set up was we have an adjoining office area. So I was able to create this bigger space of an office where we could also do hair and makeup, and literally in about 150 square foot dining room, I built this little studio of, you know, utilizing my corners and the natural light that was coming in. And I opened for business and haven't looked back.
Wow. Yeah. So I love that you reinvented yourself in a couple different ways. You reinvented yourself already a photographer into this other area that really inspired you.
Absolutely.
But you also, it sounds like you also just reimagined the actual space. Like, I could use this space. I could make it feel really comfortable.
Yes.
And inviting for people to come take their picture, which I think is really interesting, because I know so many women, myself included, who don't particularly like getting their picture taken.
Yes.
And
totally.
You know, right? And yeah. I feel like it's, and I could be wrong, but sometimes I feel like it's because we don't feel like we're enough.
Okay.
We're not enough of this or that, or what, I don't know, magazines or society says we should look like.
Yes, completely.
And I think that, so I'm kind of curious about what the experience is like when you work with women. I know you said you have hair and makeup and make people feel really good, but how do you help women feel comfortable to feel their best getting their photos taken?
Yeah. Well, so many women, when they approach me, like when I first started wanting to do this 50 over 50, campaign, you know, I would have women who, you know, I put it out as in a Facebook ad. And the first time I turned my ad on was, you know, back in the beginning of 2020, before pandemic happened. And I would get women who were filling out my little form, you know, because it would send them to my landing page and my website. And they would fill out this little form of, you know, what excites you about doing this? And I would be getting submissions. I would wake up to emails that women were filling this form out at like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, wow. Do these women, first of all, they're, you know, midlife. So, you know, sleep becomes an issue.
That can be so true.
I'm right there as a 53-year-old woman. So I can completely understand that, like, bing, wide awake at 2:30.
Yeah.
But I really, once I started contacting these women and talking to them, 99% of them do not like themselves in photographs. They hide from the camera. They are taking pictures of everybody else. And they shun away from having their picture taken because for one reason or another, they don't feel like they look like themselves. You know, they've either put on weight or they're gray or they're more wrinkly.
Yeah.
It can be a host of different reasons, and or they just are lacking self-confidence. And so my job is to really listen, because every woman that approaches me has a different story. And every woman comes with her own sort of issues and objections that I really need to sort of peel back the onion a bit, peel back the layers of her, and really get to the heart of what is it about having your picture taken that makes you uncomfortable, that makes you nervous, because you're still reaching out wanting a beautiful picture. Otherwise, if you were really not into this, you would have not been filling out that form. So right. I really have to kind of peel back the layers and get at what it is that they're worried about. Because ultimately, what they're really after is to finally have a beautiful picture of themselves that they can show to their family and friends and say, this is me. And I love the way I look. You know, and for some women, it's been 60 years since they've, you know, been in front of the camera or had their picture taken or any of those things. So it just feels really vulnerable to them. So I really listen to what they need and what they want. And then I design the photo shoot for them. I mean, hair and makeup is included in their session fee. And I work with an amazing woman named Tracy, who has a salon in New Haven, Trabian Salon. And she has a really wonderful way of listening to them as well when they come in. And we talk about, you know, how do they want to wear their hair and makeup? I do a pre-consultation before they even get into the studio. So the pre-consultation is not just about the hair and makeup, but a lot of it is about wardrobe, because a lot of women get really excited when they're on the phone with me about doing a photo shoot, but then they break into a little bit of a cold sweat thinking about, what am I going to wear?
Right.
And they can bring up to 4 different looks.
Wow, that's fun. So you actually get to, sounds like you get to play. Like one of the things
totally
I hear in all this.
Yeah.
And because I feel like as women, sometimes we take ourselves very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do all these things. I have to manage the household. I'm juggling, which is typically where we find ourselves juggling pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. And even with really supportive spouses, it just seems like so much responsibility falls on us that we don't have a lot of space to be playful in our lives.
It's true.
And I really like this idea of, oh, I get to bring a couple different outfits and try them on and see what kind of lights me up. And
that's really an opportunity. Yeah, it's an opportunity to really step outside their comfort zone a little bit, you know, and women can bring, you know, they end up bringing anything from jeans and a tee all the way up to, you know, they rent something from Rent the Runway. Or wow. maybe they have a beautiful gown. Oh, yeah. Oh, we are definitely. I've got fun. Rent the Runway coming into my mailbox. Like, my husband is like, there's another dress. Another dress has arrived. I'm like, yep, that's for the shoot on Saturday, or that's for the shoot
that
on Sunday.
That is awesome. Yeah. So yeah. They take this pretty seriously, it sounds
they
like.
They do. They do. They show up with a suitcase of, you know, outfits and accessories and shoes and hats and scarves and all kinds of things, and we just lay it all out and we say, okay, well, let's play with this. Let's play with this. And we play music and we have snacks and, you know, we just giggle our way through the afternoon. It's like having an afternoon with your girlfriends. That's and fun. Then you get gorgeous pictures. So yeah. What's not to love?
Yeah, I think that's so cool. I also really picked up on when you said that you were having a conversation with these women, that you were really, it's sort of a back and forth and you're really listening and uncovering. Because typically when I think about going to get my picture taken, it's like, oh, okay, well, they're just going to take my picture.
Right.
Like, I don't think of it as a conversation. I mean, yes, of course, there is some conversation. What are some different places we can go? You know, that kind of thing. So it's not like there's no conversation. But this, to me, feels like a very different level. And part of it, to me, feels very intimate.
Yes.
Listening to people, basically being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Well, being in front of the camera is a vulnerable place to be. You know, women will say, well, you know, I don't know how to pose. Well, that's my job as your photographer, to know how to pose, put you in poses that are going to flatter you. And, you know, another objection I hear is, you know, well, I'm 20 pounds overweight, particularly from 2020 because of, you know, the COVID weight, you know. And so women will say, oh, well, you know, I need to lose a few pounds first. And I say to them, honey, I can pose you in such a way that I will, with good light and a great pose and the right clothing and the right camera angle, like, I can shave 10 to 20 pounds off of you.
Okay, I'm signing
no
up.
No problem.
That already sounds good. I'm like, what? Say, how much?
Yeah. It's true. It's true. A lot of it has to do with the right pose and the right light. And a lot of people don't realize that.
I think that's right. And I think we're so used to taking pictures with our cameras, right? We carry our phones with us everywhere. That's now become, it's not even like before when we had our little digital cameras before, you know, everyone had a camera on their phone. Yeah. So now it feels like you just take quick pictures, but usually the lighting isn't good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most of us aren't professionals like you. So often I feel like I don't look good at all in my photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, but you know, it's just not like, but not in the best light to your point about what you're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's interesting when I speak to women, you know, getting back to this, you know, this intimate piece to it, you know, there's a lot of planning that goes into the making of the portraits that I do. And it starts at the first time I talk to them on the phone. I'm building a connection. I'm building a rapport with them because they have to like me and trust me in order for them to be able to relax when they come to this. But by the time they finally get into the studio, I have built a relationship with my clients so that they feel comfortable with me. They feel like they know me. I'm not a stranger holding up a camera and taking a picture anymore. I've become a confidant. I've become a friend. I've become someone that they're going to trust in this process. And so by the time they get into the studio, you know, it's like, let's go, let's do this. We're excited. You know, I always ask women in the consultation, what kind of music do you love to listen to? And I write it down. Because when they come, that music is already playing for them when they come into the studio. I want them to come into a safe, comfortable, relaxed space. And this photo shoot is really designed for, it's tailored for them. Photo shoots are not one size fits all. They're as unique and as individual as the woman. Yeah.
That's really interesting. It feels to me like you really are a catalyst, Kelly, for these women having almost a mini reinvention just through the process of revealing themselves, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
By going through this process and being vulnerable in front of the camera, creating something that's different and exciting. What is that like for women when they're done? Once they've gone through this process that sometimes is difficult, but on the other end, they have these beautiful pictures. How do they often feel after they've been through this experience?
So I have women that will come and see their images, and I have this, I often tell my husband, and I'm in the business of making women cry, but it's crying happy tears. And they really feel, they tell me that they feel empowered, that they feel like they're seeing themselves for the first time again. And that to me is so incredible. It's so incredibly powerful. I had a woman come back to see her images a couple of years ago, and she just stood back and looked at her images. And she was really quiet, and I wasn't sure what was going through her mind at that moment. So I just kind of let her take a minute to take it all in. And she finally looked at me, and she had like a tear in her eye. And she said, I never thought, her voice was really quiet. And she said, I never thought I would fall in love with myself in a picture. And I just, and now I was crying. But, you know, she hugged me and she was like, I just, you know, I never thought I would fall in love with myself in a picture. And, you know, the best part of that was that her young son was with us. And, you know, he came with her to pick up her photographs. And he was about 4 at the time. And, you know, he's looking at these photographs. And I kept thinking to myself, these images, these portraits of her, she's going to enjoy for the rest of her life. And then she's going to pass these down to her children, and they will become her grandchildren. Portraits as well. And that's really such a gift to be able to give to these women, you know, that not only do they get to enjoy them, but these portraits are going to outlive and outlast these women. And they will become, this is a legacy that's being created.
Yeah,
and that's huge.
That. Yeah.
It's that really huge.
That really is, because it seems like, and I think you mentioned this earlier, sometimes we're behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. We're not always in the pictures, or because maybe we don't feel good about ourselves, we choose not to be in the pictures.
Yeah.
But yet here we are, often the key person that is the glue in that family. It's the person that really holds it all together, that is so important.
Yes.
In almost every family. So I love this idea of the legacy of having these photos that, you know, that the women can appreciate, that families can appreciate,
mm-hmm.
passing it, you know, through other generations. That's really a powerful statement.
It is. It is. And I, you know, I had a woman come recently for she's part of the 50 over 50. And she immediately, before she even left her ordering appointment, she booked a family shoot because she wanted to come back with her mom and dad and her brother and do, you know, she's like, we have not had any professional portraits done for our, you know, immediate family for a really, really long time. And so she booked it and she came back and her mother ended up ordering this beautiful, like 20 by 30 canvas, framed canvas for above their fireplace. And I ordered it, and I work with this amazing canvas company out in Seattle, and they work with professional photographers. And the way they do their canvases is just totally different. It's a totally elevated canvas. It's like a museum grade canvas. And then
really?
They add this beautiful brush stroking that makes it almost look like this. You can't tell if it's a painting or a photograph. It just gives it more depth. It's really incredible. So her mother ended up ordering this big 20 by 30 framed canvas for over her mantle in her room. And when my client came to pick it up, she was crying because she was just floored by just how beautiful this canvas was. And then I said, let me know how your mom loves it. You know, if your parents love it. And the mother had ordered it and not told the father. So it was a surprise. So she comes home and she drives it to her parents' house and shows it to her mother and they put it up in the you know, her dad walks in and he sees it and everybody's crying because they love this picture.
That's
and it's
wonderful.
Just like, and she texted me, she's like, everybody's crying over here because they just love this portrait so much. And it just makes my heart happy. It really does, Wendy. It makes me happy.
It makes me happy you just hearing about it. And because mm-hmm. I think it's so empowering that in a world where our society does not value getting older. Mm-hmm. But that's for men. Like, that's really cool. And you know, men can be gray and all that stuff. And there's such a double standard. But for women, obviously, as we know, it's so different.
Hey, amazing listeners. Want to have Reinvention Rebels inspiration delivered to your inbox? Head over to reinventionrebels.com and sign up for my news and notes.
So I'm really interested how you reinvented yourself with this idea of women over 50. And then you started this 50 over 50 campaign.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about this vision you have for displaying all these beautiful over 50 women.
Yeah. Well, the campaign really came about because I really, like we've talked a little bit about, I really felt like these women have been the caregivers in their family forever. You know, they're taking care of the husband, they're taking care of the children, they're helping care of grandchildren. And so often these women do not have the opportunity to really do things for themselves. They don't give themselves permission to take care of themselves. In fact, a lot of women come to the studio and they secretly say to me, they're like, this is wonderful. I feel a little bit vain. And I say, well, let's turn vanity, the word vanity, into self-love, because that's what you're doing here. You're taking care. Think of this as like a mental health day, because this is really an opportunity for you to be cared for. Let someone else care for you. And so often photo shoots are geared toward, you know, mom's pregnant, or, you know, the kids are little, let's get a family shoot done. Or, you know, so-and-so just graduated from high school or college. And so all these photo shoots are really geared toward these like milestones in families' lives. And I thought, you know, women who are over 50 really need to have an excuse to set aside a day and just honor and celebrate themselves. And boy, did I strike a nerve, because there have been women just like emailing me. It's been incredible. And I cannot wait to do, I keep telling women, I said, toward the end of 2021, we're going to celebrate you all together. And once we get past some of this, you know, the COVID numbers are down and people are getting vaccinated and the whole thing, I want to have a gallery style exhibition where you all come and every woman will have a beautiful and large portrait on the wall with a little bio, because I always interview my clients after we're done shooting. And you're going to get an opportunity that night to invite your friends and family, walk around, see your beautiful photograph, see the other beautiful photographs, meet each other, because it's like a tribe I'm building of women.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're excited to meet each other. And so I really want it to be like a really beautiful celebration. I even joke with some of the women, I might need to find a way to rent a red carpet.
Which is actually such a fabulous idea.
I really think I need to. Yeah.
I think you should, because how cool would that be to be able to all walk the red carpet?
Absolutely.
And, you know, because you're creating this feeling of it being mm-hmm. really special and not your ordinary, even your ordinary going to see an exhibit, right? That it's
right.
So I think that idea of, wow, seeing yourself up on a wall, Because, you know, mostly it's like, okay, well, it's all right if it's a small photo, but not if it's all blown up.
Right, you know, right.
We're all like, because I think that we feel like people will see all of our imperfections.
Oh, and, yeah.
Right? And, yeah. And I think that we can all be a little nervous about that. But there's something about, to your point, of helping us feel like you're shooting us in our best light so we look our best, so we can feel really proud about this. And so that when we walk into that room, it's like, oh, hey, there I am. And here are all these other amazing women.
Exactly. And I talk to the women, you know, when they come for their reveal and ordering appointment, they get, we talk about, so what would be your top three images that you would like to see, you know, that you would maybe choose for the exhibit? So that it's not going to be a surprise to them which one is going to be. We will have already had a conversation about, you know, which image is going to be. But I promise you that any image that you see of these women on my social media, it's not going to be one of those. So the exhibit is going to be a brand new image from each one of these women's portfolio.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm keeping those to myself for a little while.
So there'll be surprises. There'll be some surprises for everybody.
For everybody, yeah. Yeah, especially for these women. And because they'll know ahead of time which image is going to be up, but we've made a pact not to put them out into the world yet, so that when their friends and family come, it'll be all new.
That is so exciting.
I really
love this.
Yeah.
I love this idea. So you're reminding me that part of what I'm doing with the podcast, which is very much aligned with what you're doing with this project, is trying to shift the narrative about what it means to get older and to be aging and to be able to find your value.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we live in this world where, and today just happens to be International Women's Day, the day that we're taping this, right? The day that's celebrating how far women have come, you know, all around the world, but also how far we still have to go to really feel like we've achieved equality. Kelly, what do you think needs to happen? Just kind of stepping out of our little world of what we're doing to try to make a difference on a smaller level. But as you look more broadly, thinking about women over 50 and how we're valued in our society, what do you think needs to change to be able to kind of turn the corner? Or to see more light around that, where maybe we aren't judged in the way we are now. What do you think might need to happen for that, to see change in that area?
I think women really need to learn to value themselves first, because no one's going to value you if you don't value yourself.
Totally.
You know, and somewhere along the line, we're taught as women to step back, not be in the limelight, not speak up. And I really believe that women are the stronger sex in so many ways. You know, I mean, we are a force of nature. And when we really truly value ourselves and know that we have such incredible power, then I think others will start to see us differently. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked about is that I really love photographing children as well, because as much sort of hang-ups that women over 50 come to photo shoots with, children have none. You know, they are total goofballs in front of the camera. And when I can get a woman in the studio to really kind of let loose and dance and, you know, really let loose to the music that we're playing and really see that inner child come out, that's when I know we're going to create some magic. And, but somewhere along the line between like age 9, 10, to like 14, there's something that happens. There's a shift that happens in girls where they suddenly feel, and I don't know if it's because it's almost like they are starting to attract the attention of some boys. And so there's this whole new dynamic that starts to happen about what is pretty. What is, you know, what is valued, what qualities are valued as a girl, as a becoming a woman? And I don't certainly have all the answers, but I just know that somewhere in that preteen to early teen time, we start to lose that here I am, take me as I am-ness. And I think for a lot of women, it just carries right into adulthood of I need to be defined by the way I look and what I say or what I don't say. And in relation to the men in my life or in relation to, you know, how I was brought up or, you know, the type of mothering that I received, or I think the self-love and the self-value has to be there for women, because if we don't love ourselves, then how can we show the world how powerful we really are? And I think that starts with us. I think it starts with self-value and self-love.
I think you're so right. And I think it's interesting what you said about how early it starts that we can go down that path of
yes.
finding less value in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing ourselves to other people, and certainly comparing ourselves to the standards of beauty in this society.
Absolutely.
Which is already so hard, just being like tall and thin. Well, most of us aren't tall and thin.
Exactly.
And certainly know as a woman of color, I have my own lens also just about how women of color are portrayed or seen versus European women. Mm-hmm. Or European American women. So there's so many lenses, I think, that all of us can see things through.
Absolutely.
We've all had probably a plethora of experiences.
Right.
Any one of us, any woman I'm sure that you talk to, sees things through, you know, her body and herself and her confidence through lots of different lenses.
Absolutely.
And experiences. So it feels like there's all these layers you're trying to kind of peel back to get
Absolutely.
To this essence of, wow, you know, this is a perfect human being,
yeah.
no matter really yeah. how you show up. I also think that for myself, thinking about myself, that it's been such a journey. You know, I'm 56 and I feel really good in my body.
Yes.
Even though, of course, my body's changing, but you know what I'm saying.
I do. I feel like I'm just getting started, you know,
at
53, I feel like I'm just getting started. And so many of these women that are coming in for photo shoots have the exact same feeling. They're like, you know,
yes.
in my 50s and 60s, I feel like I don't feel old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that is something that's going in the right direction in terms of women in their 50s and 60s seeing so many new possibilities
mm-hmm.
that life doesn't have to be the way maybe they thought it had to be in the past, that they can
yeah.
get out of that comfort zone. And again, just like us, reinvent something, reinvent themselves in a way that inspires them and not what society says or your family says.
Right.
All those things. But you can really change those ideas, those limits. It doesn't have to be what might have seemed prescribed in
exactly.
the past.
Yeah.
That's
I always ask women at the end, one of the questions I ask them is, what advice would you give your 20-something self? And 9 times out of 10, they are telling their 20-something self that it's all going to be okay. Don't hold on so tight to the things that you think you have to do. Let go a little bit. Don't be so anxious. You know, those are really typical things. Have more confidence. Yes, you are beautiful. And it's just amazing the similarities in the types of responses that I get to that question. Just that question.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. And I always feel like, man, if only I had known this, you know, if we all had the wisdom now that we did when we were in junior high or high school, that would have been a much
yeah.
better experience. But of course, that's yeah. not how it goes, right?
Right?
That's just part of living is you just know what you know, and then you learn new things, and hopefully you can apply
yeah.
that wisdom to things in the future.
Absolutely.
And I'm kind of curious too about, and it kind of goes hand in hand with this idea of beginning to feel more confident, because what I talk a lot about is this idea of being unapologetic. The people I've been interviewing, these women I call reinvention rebels like yourself, they've become very clear about what they want and very unapologetic.
Yes.
About that. Like, I just want what I want. And not in a bad way. Just like, men do this all the time. They say, well, I want to do X, and they just do it.
Yes, they do.
No one questions them. They just like, they'll just boldly say, well, I'm going to like do whatever they're going to do. And they're like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
But for women, it's like, oh, I have to question myself. Well, I don't know. And what if so-and-so thinks this? And
yeah.
I'm so done with that, Kelly. I'm so done with worrying about what people think, with not going for what I want to do. And I think that there's something that is so liberating about becoming clear and unapologetic about what we want as women. And certainly the older we get, I think the easier it is to do that. Do you have any advice for women that are listening to the podcast about what they could do to become more unapologetic about their desires like you've done?
I think women just need to go for it. And I think you need to surround yourself with other women who are going for it. I often ask women when we're having our consultation, you know, is there someone you would like to share this experience with? Would you like to invite, you know, your daughter or your mother? And some do, but 90% of the women are like, heck no, I'm doing this for me. And I think that's amazing that they are really given the opportunity. They're taking that opportunity. They're taking that invitation that I have set out for them. And I've heard from some women say that after the photo shoot, because they have felt empowered in the fact that they finally did something for themselves, that it's been sort of this springboard that now they're attempting some other things in their life that they would not have, you know, thought of doing. You know, they have, you know, stood up for themselves in a way, you know, in a relationship, or, you know, they've gone after that job that they wanted to go after. You know, the photo shoot gave them some confidence that they had forgotten about. And, you know, I think being unapologetic is, I think that's the only way you can live life. And you have to go after your dreams. You have to, if not now, when? If not now, not now, when are you going to do it? The runway is getting shorter, you know, and you have to, I think, stepping into your true power and your true path requires you to really be audacious with your dreams. And some people are frightened by walking that path, because at some point there's resistance or there's a pain point. And one of the amazing things that my first mentor, Sue Bryce, mentions is choose your pain. Are you going to stay in the pain of staying put where you are because, you know, you're wishing to grow? So either you have to push past that next pain point of growth, however you're growing, to get to the next level of you, or you stay in this non-growth place, which can be a pain point as well. So you have to choose, which pain do you want? Do you want the pain of staying stagnant, or do you want to push past that and get to your next, the next elevated self? I'm not saying this right, but it's the next level of you, whatever that might be for you. And there's going to be resistance along the way as we grow. And we're still growing and we're still learning and we're still changing. Even at 53 and 73 and 80, there's always something to learn. There's always something new to conquer, you know? And it's when you stop, ever stop pushing yourself.
Yeah.
Don't ever stop pushing the boundaries of what you think you're capable of doing, because you're probably capable of a lot more than you think you are.
I think that's so true. I think that we often don't give ourselves enough credit as women.
Totally.
And we are so badass at so many things.
We are badass. Totally.
You know, you wouldn't know it sometimes when we're talking. I mean, now that I'm this age and I'm like, oh man, I am so good at X, you know, like I totally own it. But I spent a lot of my life not doing that at all.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, forget that. Those days are so over. Like, why not celebrate how fabulous and kick-ass we are? Yeah. And it feels like this is such a powerful vehicle to help women do this. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me as a guest today. It was so much fun to have this conversation about women over 50, how we show up, how we can feel our best as we age, in this idea you have about capturing women in these beautiful portraits to really celebrate us, to elevate us, to illuminate us. What's not to love about that, right?
Exactly.
I am imagining that our listeners that are nearby, so I'm in Connecticut, you're in Connecticut. I know we have listeners from across the country and around the world, and they unfortunately cannot just swoop in and have one of these beautiful pictures taken. However, I know we do have women that are nearby who may be really inspired by our conversation and interested in talking to you some more or hearing more about the services you offer. Where can people find you?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Wendy, for having me on. This has been such a pleasure to chat with you. So there's a couple of places people can find me. So they can go to my website, which is www.kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Norcia, N-O-R-C-I-A.com. They can also find me on Facebook at Kelly Norcia Photography. And I'm also on Instagram as well. Another way to contact me is I have an amazing growing VIP group in Facebook. And if you go to my webpage in Facebook, my business page, there is a button there that you can join group or visit group. And it takes you over to it's a ladies only group of really empowering women. And some women have been photographed by me and some women haven't, because they're kind of kicking around the idea, because women take a long time to warm up sometimes to the idea of having a photo shoot, years sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Everybody's on their own time. But this VIP ladies group is a really fun and empowering place to be. We have a lot of fun.
That sounds great. I'm going to have to check it out.
You know, I have a home studio in Clinton, and we have, my husband and I are, you know, looking to, not looking to, my husband and I just finished renovating our barn. We have an existing barn on the property, and the top floor was basically just rough. It was totally rough. So we dormered it out, and we created this gorgeous new space for women to come and, you know, get pampered and have their shoot. So it's just an incredible space that we've really worked hard on to make really beautiful for all the clients that come.
That sounds awesome. I want to go see it. Yay. I will when I come for my photo shoot. Thank you very much, ladies.
I will be.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited to have you come in.
And to see this beautiful space. I mean, because there's something that feels so good about when you go to a space that's inviting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just like you go over to a friend's house and she's got that cozy little corner where you guys sit and have tea, that kind of thing. And, you know, it just always feels good. I love that idea of something that just feels like, oh, I could just get comfortable here getting my picture taken, which I don't really love. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the funny thing is when you arrive at the studio, like, because we've done that consultation ahead of time, I already know the kind of snacks you like to eat. I already know the music that you like to listen to. So that stuff is waiting and playing and set out for you when you arrive. So it's really, the shoot is really custom built just for you. People come after their shoot and they see their authentic self. And that's really what I'm after, is to create authentic, modern portraiture that women will see and just fall in love with themselves. Because every woman deserves to have at least one beautiful image. And, you know, some women, you know, just can, you know, they can afford just one image and that's okay. And then some women buy 50 pictures of themselves, you know, it's just, wow. There's a whole, oh yeah, absolutely. Wow, because they're looking through these images, they're looking through these images and they are reliving the whole day. Because it's not just about the portraits, it's about the experience.
Yes.
It's about how empowered they felt. And when they see all these different types of pictures that we've created, it recaptures the entire day for them. And they love reliving it.
It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. I just love hearing about this experience. And I feel like the chance for women, if this can be a catalyst for women to become more confident, mm-hmm. to be able to look at the picture and feel good about that, yes. for that to potentially spark something else that may lead to a bigger reinvention, mm-hmm. that is a very powerful thing as we age.
It is.
As things, you know, beginning to change and we're having less of things, to be able to feel better in our body and to have that confidence bubble up, I feel like is everything.
Yeah.
And that's just really special. This has been awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Wendy. So
very excited that you visited me today and shared all this about this project, you know, 50 over 50, this campaign to empower women.
Yeah.
Is really, I feel like, very transformative and something that's so needed these days. That is a true reinvention. You're a true reinvention rebel.
Thank
you.
You're
doing to help women transform. And I'm looking forward to when I come to your studio.
I can't wait to have you.
Get to get my, and you know, I'm going to tell you, Kelly, I'm just going to be real with you.
Yep.
I'm not crazy about getting my photo taken.
I have not heard that before. Let me tell you.
I know. So it's nothing you haven't heard, but
I have not. No, Wendy, I am going to make you look as beautiful as you are inside. You know, and that's the thing is, like, people say, you know, well, I still want to look like me, and I say, of course you're still going to look like you. You're just going to be the polished up version. And, you know, it's my job to create the most beautiful portrait that you've ever seen of yourself. That's my job.
I'm excited. You know, I'll be nervous, I'm sure. Just like you felt nervous maybe coming on the podcast, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's my picture day.
I know.
But it's going to be great. I mean, just based on what you said, it makes me feel really excited. It makes me feel more comfortable.
Right.
You know, just the things that you're talking about at putting people at ease.
A lot of people, you know, they'll see their friends, you know, pictures online and they'll say, oh my gosh, this is so you, you know, this, she really captured, you know, they'll make a comment like, oh, you know, Kelly really captured the essence of you. And I feel like that's where that authenticity comes in, you know, it's not just how they look in their picture. It's the light that is coming from within them. That's where the beauty is.
Yeah.
It's not skin deep. It's being able to get a woman to relax and have fun. And then you see her true beauty shine because it's within her. It's not what color lipstick is she wearing.
Yeah.
It's not about the lipstick. That should be a tagline. It's not about the lipstick.
All right. I love that, though, that her true beauty is really inside and that you're just bringing that out. And that is so true. That is so true. I think it's such a different way for us to think about our beauty and our bodies. And I know that's not, I mean, maybe part of the challenge is people aren't used to that.
Right.
They're used to the typical standards of beauty in our society. And I don't feel like I fit that. And so I'm not beautiful.
Exactly.
So any parting words of wisdom that you'd want to share with the audience about women, how they show up and reinvention?
I think just always be open. Approach things with an open heart and an open mindset and a growth mindset. And just, I think if you look at life as I still have things to do. I still have worth. It doesn't matter what age you are. You bring something different to the table regardless of your age, because it's not about the age. It's about lessons learned and wisdom. And I'll tell you, the over 50 gals are so wise and so amazing. And I can't wait to share their stories with everybody who comes, and everybody needs to come, because it's going to be such a celebration. It really is. I can't wait.
Amazing. I can't wait to come to the exhibit.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be incredible.
See these beautiful women. And it's just really awesome.
Yeah. So Kelly, quite a night.
It really is. And when do you think it's going to happen? In the fall, maybe?
I'm thinking probably in the fall.
Okay. That sounds great. Something good for us all to look forward to.
Oh gosh. We all need it.
Right. Don't we?
Yes. Totally.
Well, I have to tell you, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
This has been lovely. It's been so amazing having this experience and talking with you and, you know, sharing all of this wonderful stuff that we're doing in the studio. And thank you so much for letting me come on.
Hey, amazing listener. Are you ready for a dose of pro-age inspiration delivered to your inbox? Pop over to reinventionrebels.com and sign up for my news and notes. I share motivation, insights, and articles about how you can become a pro-age reinvention rebel too. Come join us. Are you tired of waiting for someday? Feel like you're too old or it's too late to reinvent yourself? Unsure of how you'd even get started on the path to midlife reinvention? I'm here to help as your guide on the side and host of the top 2% globally rated Reinvention Rebels podcast. I've been around the reinvention block a lot. Here's a simple way you can get started. Sign up for my free audio, 5 questions to spark your curiosity and inspire your reinvention rebel journey. It all starts with getting curious about what's possible. And I've got 5 questions to help tease out some very cool ideas. Let's get started. Details are in the show notes.